Let's go to Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. If you have your Bibles, Numbers 6 and 22. This is why I say the blessing over you every service. And this is why Moses said the blessing over the people of Israel every time they were together, because God told them to. And it's really actually the only prayer that God himself really prayed in the word or blessed. And the old Hebrew original text, you would see they called it a prayer, God's prayer. Here we call it a blessing. But look at Numbers 6:22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, Aaron was the high priest, and to his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you. Read it with me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, I don't usually read verse 27, but 27 is probably the most... This one, listen, verse 27 just seals the deal. Okay, look at this. This is what we're doing with this. Verse 27. So, God is saying, so shall they put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So when we say the prayer over a group of people, he's saying, Aaron, when you pray this over my people Israel, you're going to be putting my name on them. How powerful is that? To have his name. When we get married, we take on our husband's name. Here, he says, no, when you say this prayer, every time you say this blessing, you're going to put my name on them. Okay, so Teresa actually brought this priestly prayer of the blessing to me yesterday or the day before. And it was like in a big frame. Thank you, Teresa. It was like 11 by 14 or even larger. And I'd asked Brother Rick if he could pull it down so I could give everybody one tonight, because she had shared this with me before, but I wasn't in a place where I could actually just sit down and read it and enjoy it. And you'll see that it's written in Hebrew there. Actually, it's the Amplified Hebrew written into an English interpretation. So it's really very powerful. And on the first, the Lord bless you. I had to go back over there. I had to research. I had to look, because I'm thinking, God, I can't read that to the people. It's just, I can't bring you down. Though the Bible says in Matthew, it says that God condescended to a little woman of low estate, talking about God coming down to little Mary when she was a virgin. He condescended to a little woman of low estate. She was just a little, plain, simple woman. Young girl. All right, so the blessing, we just read the blessing, but let's break it down, because in the Bible, we read it one way in our modern day Bible, but in the ancient Hebrew, it said something else. So let us go to this ancient Hebrew translation and see what we're really saying here. And of course, then they called him Jehovah. But do you know that in this day, they could not even... They so honored the name of God that they wouldn't even write his whole name out like G-O-D. It would just be G. And then they would have a couple of dots or little lines. But they wouldn't spell his whole name. And you're going to see that with Yahweh as well. And today I'm still a little skittish about doing this. And it sounds real religious. But even when I'm writing in my journal and I write the word God, and maybe I spelled it with it. Don't ever, 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 ever. Maybe this isn't religious. This is just honor and respect. I don't care if it's on Facebook. I don't care if it's in your journal. I don't care if it's in an email. Don't ever spell our God's name with a small g, a lowercase g. Never, never, never. Always. Always capital G. I just cringe when I see his name written with a little g, because that just puts him in a category with all these other little gods that people worship. He's just not there. And so, and I was about to say, so that's one of my things that I just have to do. But if I should write the name of God in a sentence and I misspelled or made it look bad, I start to erase it. I can't even stand to erase his name. I don't even want to erase it. I don't want to draw a line through it. Say, well, that's kind of, well, whatever kind of it is, I'm there. So you'll probably be too after that. It'll convict you, I'm telling you. So when we read our Bibles, it says, the Lord bless you. But what's it really saying in the ancient Hebrew? Look at this. You have it right there. May Yahweh. And then it's translated, he who exists. He is. I mean, there was no question about it. Yahweh, he who exists. Here's the part that I had a hard time, and I had research and look and look and look, even going to the Dead Sea Scrolls, and I mean really looking, even into the Torah. Bobby Hogan sent me a Torah, so I had to look in that to see this translation because it humbled me so much. Look at this. May Yahweh, he who exists, kneel before you. What? God would kneel before us? That almost sounds blasphemous to us. Remember when Peter said, oh, no, Jesus, you can't baptize me. Oh, no, Jesus, don't wash my feet. And Jesus said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part in me. Okay, so God wants us to take this. He wants us to take this. So he said, the Lord bless you, he who exists. Look at this. Kneel before you, making himself available to you as your heavenly Father, so he can bestow upon you his promises and his gifts. Sal, come over here a minute. When you see a man talking to a child, what does that man do? Let's see, Sal, you're up here. You're 6 feet something. And you got a little kid like this, and he's wanting to talk to you. What are you going to do to talk to him? Okay, see? What's he doing? Why don't you put both knees down? I don't know. God may do that just like a male, just like a man, just like that. But isn't that the sweetest thing? You got this little kid over here, which you're going to have pretty soon. And this little kid's trying to talk to you. And so you don't want him to have to look up. So you're going to get kind of eyeball to eyeball and let him know he's got your undivided attention. Isn't that the sweetest thing? Thank you. So I'm going to accept this part tonight because it's in the ancient text. Making himself available to you as your heavenly Father, so he can bestow upon you his promises and his gifts. Whew. So the next time I say the Lord bless you, you can almost see what Sal just did. Yes, baby. I'm going to give that to you. You know my promise. All right. And then when we say, and the Lord keep you, we read that in our English Bible, and keep you. Well, hallelujah. The ancient text says that keep means to guard. We learned that back in Genesis chapter 1. And guard you with a hedge of thorny protection. Okay, I don't want to preach this whole thing, but remember when, remember Job? God said, you can go. Have you checked out my servant Job? He's absolutely perfect. And what did the devil say to God? He says, God, you got a thorny hedge around him. There's no way I can get to him. There's a hedge around him made out of thorns. Are you serious? I can't get to him. See, the devil knows we have a hedge around us. He knows it better than we know it. Hallelujah. So when he said, I will keep you, then we're looking at this. He will guard, and here is exactly what the Bible says in the Amplified Hebrew to the English interpretation, and guard you with a hedge of thorny protection that will prevent Satan and all of his enemies from harming you. It goes on to say, may he, look, capital H-E, and don't ever use lowercase on he when you're talking about deity, when you're talking about God or Jesus. Look, it's a capitalized. May he protect your body. not only your body and not only your spirit, but he wants to protect our outside body, our soul, our mind and spirit, your loved ones, and your possessions. Oh, no, not just your possessions, all your possessions, your car, your house, your refrigerator, your kids, your family, you and your mind. Somebody was talking about their mind tonight. Who is that? Somebody was talking about Renee. Yeah, every time she says, we come up and I give a report that I got a clean report, and then the devil comes right back to torment my mind and let me see that my body's tore up. Well, there you go, sis. Just grab a hold, Miss Renee. God said, I will keep you, your body and your soul and your mind and your spirit, your loved ones and all your possessions. Shall we go on? Okay. So it looks to me like there, Psalms 91 is activated. Okay. You know Psalms 91, don't you? He'll give his angels charge over you. Means to protect you. So Psalms 91 is activated right there every single time. It's like God has a divine embrace. His embrace or his big old hug around us. Okay, so we are captivated by his love, by his huge arms, totally protected when he says, I will keep you. That means to guard you. So we say, the Lord bless you. Kneel down before you. Make sure that you... He hears you and you see him. Guard you. And the Lord, we read in English, the Lord makes his face shine upon you. Well, you sound feel like that I'm shining to the world. No, you are. Read this. Receive tonight by faith what you are hearing, church. May Yahweh, let's read, the Lord make his face shine on you. The Amplified Hebrew says, and may Yahweh, he who exists, over and over in every one of these, it says, he who exists, illuminate the wholeness of his being, his entire being toward you, continually bringing you to order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. What? I said, Lord, I love that, bringing us to order. Lord knows we need to be brought to order. The church needs to be brought to order. I all by myself need to be brought to order. We all. So he said, oh no, when my face gets on you, my entire being will illuminate your being, and I will continually bring you to order. Hallelujah. Why? He said, because I want you to be able to fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. I want you to fulfill why I put you here. And if you've got my likeness and my face and my nature on you, they're going to see you've been with me. I mean, I could just talk to Johnny Morrison on the phone and tell that something had switched over in him. It doesn't take you 5 minutes talking to someone to know where they are in the spirit realm, who's their father. You can just tell. All right, so now God is looking into our face, and we are looking into his entirety of who he is. All right, now in our Bibles we read, and God be gracious to you. But what does it mean in that ancient Hebrew? Look at this. And be gracious to you. May Yahweh, who is that? Oh, it's capital H-E, he who exists. No? Yeah, he who exists. May he provide you with perfect love. Can we stop right there a minute? Now let me read it all. May Yahweh, he who exists, provide you with perfect love and fellowship, never leaving you, give you sustenance and provision and friendship. All right, you know where we get everything that we have today, from transgenderism to homosexuality, to unnatural abilities, to unnatural affection, that all comes from an imperfect love. Do you know God's perfect love? It has no flaws. It is so perfect. It is so healthy. You can enjoy your friends in a very healthy relationship. It doesn't get all whacked out. I remember one time And the youth, Lainey, came to me one day and she said, I don't know what to do. Says, we got a little girl, and this was years ago. And just, you know, when everything was starting just to kind of come out, and this little girl says to her, I think I'm a lesbian. By the way, today, some of those bike riders, they said that God was a lesbian. Are y'all in here? Did you hear what I just said? They said God was a lesbian. So this little girl says to Lainey and Doyle, I think I'm a lesbian. And she says, Lainey says, why would you say that? And she goes, because I've got a best friend at school. And she says, we are kissing friends. And Lainey says, well, that doesn't mean you're a lesbian, honey. Don't listen to all that. Because after a while, you start to believe those things. You know, and things family or friends or the kids at school said about you. But Lainey says, you can't believe that. And no, normal friends don't do that. No, you don't have kissing girlfriends and kissing boyfriends. You just don't. And so, see, this perfect love, Yahweh who exists, he wants to provide all of us that'll come to him with perfect love. Absolutely perfect love. You say, well, I don't think I have that. Man, I don't know. I know I don't. You know, we want that unconditional love that he has, but he said, I provide that for you. So let's call on that absolute perfect love. Look at this, and fellowship. And that means fellowship with him and fellowship with each other. But sometimes we just get so messed up. Well, I didn't like that because they didn't speak to me, or they didn't look at me right, or this or that or the other. And it doesn't even matter. I read something the other day where an older lady sat down on the bus, and here this girl walked in, and she was all macho, whatever you want to call it. She was just strong and robust and hateful, and sit down next to that little old woman. When she did, she just slung her purse right into that little woman, just hit her like that on the side, and then pretty soon she just scooted over and just kind of jabbed her in the side, just being really rude to that little woman. And so the girl says, are you deaf? Do you know what I just did to you? How come you didn't say something? I'd respect you more if you at least fought back. And the little woman said, I just read this yesterday. She says, now, honey, why would I want to do that? It's just not worth it. She said, I'm getting off at the next stop, and I don't know you, and I'll forget about that in just a short time, and so will you. So it's not worth it. But what do? One little thing happens, we get all upset. I ain't going back to that church. I don't like her. I don't like him. You don't even know them. But he said, no, I want you to have good love, healthy fellowship, and look, never leaving you. I will give you my perfect love and fellowship. I will never leave you. So here he's talking about his own fellowship, his own love. Let me tell you something. This prayer I'm giving you tonight, this blessing, this entire thing is about him. We think it's about us. Until Teresa, I got into this thing. I didn't get into it nearly deep enough today. But when I really started digging into this, I'm like, oh my goodness, that blessing is really all about him. And he wants to give it to us, but he said, I want you to know who I am. So I'll just look at let us read it once more. The Lord will lift up his countenance on you. Be gracious to you. He who exists provides you with perfect love, fellowship, never leaving you. And you, the sustenance, the provision, I'll give you all the provision you have need of. And I will be your friend. I am a friend of God. I'll be your friend. I'm your friend. So God is really, really big on being gracious and being good to his people. And he's really big on never leaving us. Never. Man, we get that in the book of Hebrews. I'll never leave you or forsake you. And then we read in our Bibles, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. He, Yahweh, he who exists, lift up and carry his fullness of being toward you, bringing everything that he has. Man, wouldn't that mean all of heaven? Bringing everything that he has to your aid. supporting you with his divine embrace and his entire being. Hallelujah. How big is that? I mean, that's just as big as it gets. Imagine him just picking you up in that divine embrace and carrying you around and looking down at you like you're a little baby and just enjoying your laughter and just having fun with you. Says he just lifts us up and carries us in the fullness, in his fullness. Lift up and carry his fullness of being towards you, bringing everything that he has to our aid, supporting us with his divine embrace. His divine hug, not Kathy Lewis's hug. With his divine embrace and his entire being. Amen. All right, let's go on, and he'll give you peace. May Yahweh, he who exists, set in place. Somebody say, set in place. You need to underline that. Just set in place all you need. I wonder why they capitalized you. That he'll set in place all you need to be whole. There it is, Renee. I just spoke that over you. To be whole and complete so you can walk in victory. When? Now and then? Month by month? No. Moment by moment. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may he give you supernatural health, peace, read it with me, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfection, fullness, rest, harmony, as well as the absence of agitation and discord. That's a big one, Anthony, isn't it? Woo! So he said, I just would love for my sweet people, my family, to be at peace. See, you say, oh, he doesn't care. Are you kidding? You know how we love having our families at peace? Feels good. You know, everybody's around the dinner table, or you're just together playing, or wherever you are, and it's all peaceful. You just love that. God says, I love that too. And so, you know what all that stuff means? All those words there, I learned this a long time ago. In the Greek, it all means salvation. All of it. All of it. Your welfare, your safety, your soundness, your tranquility, your prosperity, your perfection, all of it. The rest, harmony. It's all salvation, but it's also shalom. And I'm telling you, in Israel, it's shalom wherever you go. They answer the phone, shalom. You hang up, shalom. You get on the bus, the tour bus, shalom. You get off, shalom. Why? Peace, blessing, honor, rest, harmony, soundness, safety, welfare, peace, health, all of it. Look at that, as well as the absence of agitation and discord. You say, I can't believe that. Well, that's what it says in the ancient text. You see, so we just get a little dab of do you pretty much in the English version, don't we? So I just wanted you to have that tonight. But look at verse 27. Pull up verse 27. So when Aaron read that over the people, when whoever on TV reads it over the listening audience, when I read that over you, verse 27 says, so they shall put my name on the people of Porterville, or the people of Landmark, and I'll bless them. That's what I'll do. So if I do my part and bless you, he says, I'll bless you. So keep this close to you. Keep going back over it until it gets full. And then when we read it, I mean, in Israel, when they read this, our tour guide told me one day, she says, look, when we read that, they feel like that's actually Yahweh. They feel like that's actually Jehovah that's speaking this blessing over them. They feel like it's just him because it came from his words. He said, Aaron, do this. And so it's bigger than anything we can grasp, but I ask God to help us to be ready to receive it and put his name over us tonight. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, may be gracious to you. Turn your face toward us, Lord. Turn your beautiful countenance toward us and give us peace in Jesus' name. Amen. We receive your name. Amen.